Blog Talk Radio.
I've been working on a cocktail called Grounds for Divorce.
Now this song is why I would never be allowed in a country club.
This is hot.
I would so be all over the floor just dancing, just cowboy hat, just working it out. They'd be like, get that girl off the floor.
Girl, you think some of those girls don't do that anyway?
Yes, but they're a little tamer than I am. I'm put it this way, music is like my music is like my boyfriend. Just like on the
nice.
So yes, it would be just bad. Get that girl out of here. Why is she humping the That's bad. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Yes. You're listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey, in case you didn't know.
Are they? Are you for certain that that's who they're listening to?
Not really.
No, neither am I. I'm always a little bit confused.
I'm Corey, I think.
And I'm Ginger, maybe?
Possibly.
I don't know. Today's Tuesday, so yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm Ginger.
Oh, it's going to be bad tomorrow. Y'all going to miss us.
I know. I'm going to miss us. What are you talking about?
Well, I'll be sitting here, but I won't be. You know what? I was sitting there this morning, and I'm going, okay, so tomorrow I need to do blah, blah, blah. Oh, wait a minute. No, I don't. I'm probably going to walk around the house for a whole hour talking to myself just to fill the time. Because, you know, Ginger going to forget about me. She's going to go on a second.
I'm not going to forget about you. I love my Corey. I'm going to forget about you. Oh, no, I love my Corey.
I am milking it, right?
You're so <totally.
laughs> How are you people doing out there in the Twitter? You know, you guys were fighting again last night on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Notice I took myself out of that.
That wasn't really a fight.
That was a fight. Okay, I may be opening a virus, but I'm really not sure. So if I'm suddenly gone.
Yeah, that's nice.
somebody sent us a link to something. They're selling something. Look here, peoples on the Twitter. Don't be sending messages.
Yeah. Somebody sent me a link. It said something about a StarCraft guide or something. I was like, I'm not clicking on that. Are you crazy? I'm not clicking. I don't know you.
Well.
Okay.
I think she's some kind of plant. So I'm sorry, you. You're getting blocked and reported for spam. And you as well. I hate to do that, but you can't just be sending us random things. If you just email us, you know, on the sly and not on our Twitter, it works a whole completely differently.
Exactly. All right. So you want to go first or I want to go first?
Well, I got some interesting news, but it can wait.
All right. Well, I got some news. Anonymous Operation Innocence. Have you heard about this?
No.
So awesome. I actually found this last night because I am following Anonymous on their YouTube channel, and they had a new video up yesterday.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, it's called Operation Innocence. This is so hot. All right, so they have taken to noticing that horrible little show that we all hate, Toddlers and Tiaras, and they are going after. They take it down. We're going to take down the official website on a given date. It will be attacked. They say, number two, we demand that the show be discontinued. He says, number three, any following persons will be an indefinite target. And he says, the list is going to go on. These are just a few. Tanya Perez, Stacey Alley, Wendy Dickey, Susanna Barrett, and Mickey Wood. He says, we shall exploit you as you have exploited your daughters. We shall expose you as you have exposed them. We shall destroy you as you have destroyed their lives. You do not deserve to have them, and they most certainly do not deserve to be with you. They are calling it Operation Innocence, and it is engaged.
I was, for a second there, going, I was going to say it's their rightest parent, but you know, really, I don't necessarily like reality shows like that, where the parents are all crazy about the kid.
Yeah.
That way, like, there's another one with the characters. But I'm not opposed to a parent saying, you know, my kid wants to be a model and actually doing something. You know, maybe, although Disney supports SOPA, boo, Disney.
Yeah.
So, if it was something along those lines where the child really wanted to do it, because kids, some kids do know when they're from out of the womb that that's what they're meant to do. Some of us have that clarity early. Then in that case, I'm cool with it. I don't like the reality show. I don't like seeing anybody on reality shows exploiting themselves.
No, and you see so many of those kids, too, in the commercial scene. You know, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, I really don't. My mom wants me to do it.
Yeah.
In which case, then parents should back off and say, you know what, my kid doesn't want to do it. You know, maybe they just want to play in a sandbox.
Yeah, well, Anonymous says that Toddlers and Tiaras is promoting the sexism of young, innocent girls, transforming them into hybrid adult sexual state.
This is true, too. I don't like the whole makeup, the hair business. I just, what happened to them just saying the babies had to have on a cute outfit?
I know. And then some of these outfits, I'm like, really? Your kid's 4.
You know,
in the world? Why do your kid look like it's 16?
Yes, here's a very nice alternative for you parents out there that want to do something with your kid. What is that magazine, Baby Talk, I believe, there's a bunch of them, or American Baby or something like that. They have a contest every year where they don't want your kid in a tiara or in makeup. Just catch them doing something cute and send them the picture.
Mm-hmm.
They pick it, your kid wins. I believe it's upwards of $5,000 towards college.
Wow. See, that's nice. That's very nice.
So there's a way, if you are trying to give your child the leg up without, you know, putting them in front of millions of people every day, and you get to thinking about pedophiles and that type of business. Mm. Like I said, I'm all for a kid making their money. They get the clarity early, yay, but some don't have it. They want to play in the sandbox. They want to go to Chuck E. Cheese and eat pizza. Then let them.
Yeah.
However, I think Top Model is hilarious.
It's the deal. These people, it's just...
I would tell you, we're going to get back on the subject of... A game here after I say this. Let me tell you why I like Top Model. Obviously, here we like fashion. We have Pixinista and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the funniest part about Top Model is these girls are between, 18 and, 27.
Yeah.
And some of the things they fight about are hilarious and petty. And my favorite one is, I thought we were friends, and then she just stabs me in the back. It's a competition. She's supposed to stab you in the back. Some of you girls out there don't understand the meaning of competition. Now, I didn't say literally stab her with a knife, but I mean, if it comes down to me or you, we're in a competition, and I'm trying to win with the stuff they're winning, $500,000 contract with CoverGirl and Vogue magazine, all this business, and my name in lights for the rest of my life, yes, you are going down. We'll be friends after the competition's over, okay? Right now, I want the money, and it has nothing to do with whether or not I like you. If you're a nice person, this is a problem with us girls. We intertwine friendship, business, and two separate things. If you came there to win, come there to win. And every girl that has had that mentality where I'm not here to be your friend, I'm here to win, they always win Top Model.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And have amazing careers. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. We like to give some little gems of advice to our girls.
But that's true. And that's not true for just these types of careers.
Yeah, any career. Yeah. We have that mentality here. I love the ginger and the snow and the blaster, but when we're talking business, we're talking business, and when we're joking, we're joking, and we know the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't have any problems here. We all get along fantastically.
We do. We do. We all love each other.
I don't say we love each other all the time, but we
do.
But we do well.
Not all the time, and nobody's dead yet, so it's all good.
Yes, we understand the line. Here's the line. I may be mad at you, so I'm going to go play, and I'm going to come back and talk to you later. So there's no scratches.
Yeah.
What y'all think is going on. Mm-hmm. Well, there might be some scratching going on. Mm-hmm.
No scratching.
Not that kind of scratching. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway. Okay. Well, bad news for you people that love you some Max Payne. No. Don't panic. Don't panic. It's not going anywhere.
Can I panic now?
Don't completely panic. But Take Two is expecting to take a loss this year.
Yeah.
Following several delays to Max Payne 3, the company is anticipating a reduction in revenue between $210 million and $230 million. With Max Payne 3 now slated for May, they're saying their robust lineup of upcoming releases for fiscal 2013 is now a little bit stronger than it was. This is from Strauss Zelnick. I love your name, Strauss. He's a CEO over at Take-Two Interactive.
Mm-hmm.
He says fiscal year 2013 is poised to be one of our best years ever, with anticipated substantial revenue growth and GAAP net income of over $2 million a year.
Wait, me.
We are well positioned to deliver growth and profitability over the long term. Stop tweeting because I have to look at the phone when you tweet. I have to. I have no choice. Stop it, Ginger. The company also estimates a reduction in income of 60 cents to 70 cents per non-GAAP share. Max Payne was previously due for release in March of next year, but has now slipped back to May of this year. It says they do not expect to, they do not take changes to the release schedule lightly, and this short delay will ensure that Max Payne 3 delivers the highest quality, groundbreaking entertainment experience as well that you come to expect from Take-Two Interactive. You know, I haven't played a Max Payne since the first one, and although it was a good game, the controls were just sickening. And I don't mean sickening as in it was bad. I mean sickening. It literally made me sick.
Well,
the camera swinging was, no, I'm going to need y'all to take care of that. I may come back, but I can't see it right now.
Yeah.
Ginger, of course, just posted the news about 8 minutes ago if you wanted to go by and check out. If you'd like to be completely interactive with us, we do tend to post news while we're talking because we're just that badass.
We are.
Yeah, so Rockstar has announced Max Payne 3. So you can go read up while you listen to us. Hands above the desk, Jay.
And I think, did that one come with a video?
Ooh.
Maybe. Go over there and check it out. All right, what do we got? Oh, more SOPA news. SOPA and Pippa, by the way. Everybody keeps,
I like
Pippa.
Like Song Pip, I like it.
Yes. All right, so Wikipedia goes dark January 18th to protest
yes!
Pippa and Pippa.
Yes!
This is flipping awesome. All right, so Wikipedia...
I gotta tweet that while you type.
Yes, Wikipedia joins Reddit in a protest on January 18th. They're not the only ones. Gamenatrix is going to be gone too, to show that it is strongly against the Stop Online Piracy Act and Protect IP Act. Wikipedia found... And Jimmy Wells announced that the site will go dark for 24 hours on Wednesday, same as we.
Yes, same as
we. Only the U.S. version of the site will go down during the protest, Wells says. He says, student warning, do your homework early. Wikipedia protesting bad law on Wednesday. Hashtag of SOPA. This is Jimmy Wells wrote on his Twitter feed. ComScore estimates the English Wikipedia receives 25 million average daily visitors globally. Wow, that's nuts. He also followed that with, this is going to be wow. I hope Wikipedia will melt phone systems in Washington on Wednesday. Tell everyone you know. Wikipedia joins Reddit, WordPress, Mozilla, and all of the cheeseburger sites, and many others in protesting against the anti-piracy bill on Wednesday.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And as we said, starting midnight tonight, right?
Midnight
we will
tonight.
Not be here until midnight tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So you won't hear from us again until Thursday. Try not to have serious withdrawals. Go ahead and get your vein.
Yeah.
Well, you can always listen to old episodes of Gamer Girls Radio, and if I could, I'd yank those down.
Mm-hmm.
If I could, I would. But you can listen to the old episodes if you're just really missing us, but we will not be here. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
All right. Well, I would love to share
some topless.
I would love to share some news with you, but my computer decided it didn't want to load a page. Ah, there we go. As soon as I start talking bad about it.
Yay!
All right. So you have hopefully read the interview we did with the lovely people over at Get Discovered, you know, along with Best Buy. The game competition we were telling you about, you can pop over.
Yeah.
Pop over to our site. Check that out. I believe it's still front page news for us. And it may not be. We get so much stuff. Yeah, it is still front page news. Our interview with Pritta Uppel, who's the CEO of Hook Media. Yeah, go check that out. But they're in the final stages of the competition. Android game developers around the world seeking wider distribution and exposure for their games had a little less than 2 weeks remaining to enter their games into the Get Discovered Android Development Contest, sponsored by Best Buy and Hook Media Group. We don't particularly like Best Buy, but this is not about them. This is about the developers. So the contest provides developers a unique chance to win both wide-scale distribution through Best Buy's App Discovery Center and seed funding from Trinity Ventures, a top Silicon Valley venture capital firm. The winner will also receive an online advertisement package from VentureBeat, our friends over at VentureBeat. Hello, Devendra.
Hello.
I got the crush, seriously. With hundreds of thousands of apps currently in the Android marketplace, it can be difficult for game developers to break through the clutter and have their names seen by the public. That's from our lovely Pritta Uppel. She says the Get Discovered contest provides a tremendous opportunity for developers to raise exposure through Best Buy's App Discovery Center and have their game played by a global audience. The Get Discovered contest is open to all game developers who will first submit their games by integrating it with Hooked Media's new discovery platform, which you can find at hookedmediagroup.com/contest. During the first phase of the competition, the platform will track metrics, including user rating, playtime, and installations based on recommendations. The metrics will also be used to determine the finalists. The judges will analyze finalists that graduate from the online competition. Judging the final competition will be one Mr. Bradley Horowitz, VP of Product, Google Plus. Yeah, at Google Ooh. Plus. Yeah. Gus Tai, who's the general partner at Trinity Ventures. Dean Takahashi, who is also one of the writers over at VentureBeat. Hi, Dean. Margarita Labhart, who's the director of digital business models at Best Buy. So you got a couple of heavy hitters in there if you're trying to get your game in front of somebody. Definitely good, because I'm pretty much thinking if it's a really good game, it's going to be on Google Plus, and that is all kinds of good.
That is all kinds of good.
Right. So anyway, you have until January the 24th to finish it up. Get it in. Go over there and pop over to hookedmediagroup.com/contest/register and get your game in. And if you happen to be of the girly persuasion, please send us a link. We would love to support you. Not that we don't love you guys, but it's all about the girls. Sorry.
Yes, it's all about the fun box.
Yeah. Cinder, what are we going to do with you? What are we going to
Yeah, I'm not going to answer that one either.
Oh, you should. Bad Ginger.
I know, right? Okay, so Twitter. I don't know what to think about Twitter. GamePolitics.com this morning. Twitter CEO comments on Wikipedia's SOPA PIPA blackout plans.
Uh-oh. Do we need to drop Twitter? Because I can go on to Google Plus and make it a day.
When asked his company, like Wikipedia, on January 18th to protest SOPA and PIPA, Twitter CEO Costolo says, on a tweet, the idea would be silly. He says, that's just silly. Closing a global business in reaction to a single-issue national politics is foolish. Some criticism of that short statement followed, but Costolo explained it a little better in a subsequent tweet. He says, point was relative to shutting down our real-time global platform to protest inform U.S. congressional debate on the topic. He later said that Twitter was doing its part to fight against PIPA and SOPA, just not going dark. Of course, when the UK media decided to write a story about the headline, the headline was a bit more dramatic. For example, The Guardian's headline was, Twitter boss slams Wikipedia's silly SOPA protest. Wales announced yesterday that the U.S. Wikipedia site would go dark. Of course, we just told you that. So that's pretty much the whole story right there. So said that shutting down would be silly. I don't know what to think about this. I can see his point on one hand. On the other, I'm fairly certain the U.S. is probably one of their bigger users. You know? I don't know. What do you think, Corey?
Oh, look, I'm all muted. Here's my thing, Twitter. You all are probably the most powerful of the social medias. If you went dark, because a lot of politicians use Twitter, or they have people who use Twitter, their little assistants are the ones who tweet for them. What if this person can no longer do part of their job tomorrow, and a big part of their job is to tweet? It would hit them where they live. That's why it's not silly. We're not talking about a small thing where, you know, we don't like that Congress said that gamers and social media is stupid. We're going to protest and go dark. This is a huge thing.
Yeah.
Huge. You can do it even for 12 hours, and I guarantee you the ripple effect would be absolutely amazing. You and Facebook are the ones who really twist up, and Wikipedia doing it is amazing. It's gonna hit a little hard, but not as hard as if you two decided to just shut off it just for a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, we're shutting down a global business. Honey, Twitter, you're not going to lose that much money by going offline.
Yeah.
You're just not. For going off for one day. It's not like they can go to another Twitter. You are the only Twitter there is. You're not going to lose out. Trust me.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to say, I'm quitting Twitter because of this. No, they're not.
No. Nobody's going to quit Twitter over that.
So, yeah, you could go dark and it would hit them where they live just to let them know. We mean businesses.
Businesses.
We mean businesses. Okay. I have to share this, unfortunately.
What's that on?
Katy Perry and her joining with EA.
Oh, good God. Oh, wait, what? What?
She's joining with EA for The Sims Showtime expansion, but I saw this coming because of why in a second case. EA is announcing today that the beginning of an extensive and exclusive creative collaboration between themselves and Katy Perry with The Sims, which is, of course, one of the most popular gaming series of all time. Don't get it twisted and think it's not. It is. In collaboration with Perry, the world-renowned The Sims studio plans to develop multiple games within The Sims franchise featuring special Katy Perry-themed in-game content and virtual goods. This relationship kicks off with a special collector's edition for The Sims 3 Showtime that'll be launching in March, which, yes, I am planning to get because I love me some music and all that stuff and fashion and all that's going to be in there. Katy Perry will also be featured in all new advertising and marketing campaigns for the brand. This is not the first time EA has done this. Again, I'll circle back to that in just a second. They're saying Katy Perry became the first artist in history to spend 52 consecutive weeks in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100. Perry's Teenage Dream produced 5 number one hits and accomplishments equal only to Michael Jackson's Bad album, and making her the only female artist in history to achieve this feat. I don't want to be comparing her to Michael. Sorry, that's not good. Katy Perry has reportedly been a fan of The Sims for several years, and her Simlish recording of her hit Hot and Cold is featured in The Sims 2 series, quickly became the most popular Simlish music video to date. I don't think that's true either. They're saying they couldn't be more excited to work with her and bring her distinctive talent style, blah, 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 to The Sims brand. They're saying she's going to be working closely with them to create accessories, clothing, hairstyles, furniture, and props for The Sims games, and blah, blah, blah. You can pre-order Showtime, and you'll get the Katy Perry Collector's Edition. This Collector's Edition does include the Sims 3 Showtime expansion pack, plus downloadable content, including an ultimate stage bonus venue, iconic Katy Perry-themed items, and an exclusive poster. This includes patterns, a guitar, a hairstyle, and various Katy Perry-themed stage props. We'll be putting this up on our site if you want to read this entire extremely long, bloated PR. You know, the EA is notorious for doing this. They grab somebody and stick, you know, they want to stick them in game. They did the same thing with Lily Allen.
Yeah.
They keep saying, oh, nope, we've never done this before. They have. They did it with Lily Allen. And in The Sims 1, they had a ton of celebrities they stuck in game. I think Elton John was one, and they had a Michael Jackson one, and gosh, Drew Carey, just pick a celebrity from back The Sims 1 when they did the same expansion pack. They're rehashing it. And this is one time I don't necessarily mind them rehashing because the graphics are updated and there's some more things that you can do with this Sims you couldn't do with the first one. But this is not new. You all remember Miss Me entered a competition they had with Lily Allen singing Simlish contest a few years ago. This is not the first time. They keep acting like this is, you know, this is the first time we've done this, and oh, it's going to be great, and playing up Katy Perry. And Katy, I'm sure you are a wonderful woman. I am not a fan of your music. It gets on my nerves. You're too peppy.
I like it every once in a while. I got to be in the right mood.
I can. It's too cheerful, and I don't have any heavy drum beats, which, as y'all know, I love. I can't get on the floor and got the heavy drum beat. But I do love her style. I love her style of dress. Yes.
Yeah, she's out there. She's awesome.
Yeah, it's very garish, which is some stuff that I would probably wear back in the day. I have since evolved into other things. I have a whole other style, but it was something I would have wore. A blue wig, I likes it. Work it out, Katy.
Yeah.
But this sim business, EA, you need to stop. Stop it. Just make the game. I don't really care about Katy Perry items. There'll be some people that make Machinima that'll love it, but there's very few of those people that buy the items from Machinima. I buy them to build houses, but I make Katy Perry items.
Yeah, that's true.
And that is going to be expensive, super expensive, I'm guaranteeing you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, stop it, EA.
All right, what have we got? Oh, I got more protests. Yay! PHP.net to go dark and protest a SOPA PIPA. That's awesome.
Who's going dark again?
PHP.net.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to hurt.
Uh-huh. GamePolitics.com, PHP.net will reportedly go dark tomorrow to protest SOPA and PIPA. PHP.net is the official home of the PHP, the widely used general purpose and open source scripting language. According to a Reddit thread, the site will redirect to php.net/index-sopa.php, which offers the following message to visitors. This site has gone dark today in protest of the U.S. Stop Online Piracy Act, SOPA, and Protect IP Act, PIPA. U.S. Congress censored the Internet, even though the vast majority of Americans are opposed. We need to kill these bills to protect our rights to free speech, privacy, and prosperity. Learn more at theamericancensorship.org. The page obviously links to americancensorship.org, but it also points to two important opencongress.org pages that show you exactly what the bills say. One for H.R. 3261, which is the Stop Online Piracy Act, and one for S-968, which is the Protect IP Act. This is important because lawmakers and proponents of the bill keep insisting that they do not affect the Internet in the United States. As is usually the case, signing up for legislation, the devil is always in the details.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's kind of huge that they're going dark.
PHP.net, there's going to be some angry coders out there.
Yes, yes. So you know what, people? Get out there, vote. Get your voices heard.
Oh, wow.
Do not let this happen. Yeah.
I'm so proud of them for that. I'm very proud of them for that. I was actually going to say something. Oh, we did start a SOPA group in Second Life, and quite a few people have sent us links and things.
I need to get into that group that way.
I am quite impressed with you lovely people. If Facebook would just go ahead and step in. Or Anonymous, why don't you censor some people yourself?
Look, I know, right? You said you're going to take Facebook down anyways a while back, if you're able to do it.
Ooh, is this out?
Yes, yes. Why don't you go ahead and make them go dark for the day?
Oh, that would be luscious. Look, we're sending them after people. Oh, the government will be knocking on our door any day now. All right.
It was just a suggestion. Just a suggestion.
I'm looking for lunch. Ginger and Corey, since where this is broadcast? Yes. Maybe a little piece of tape over my mouth with soap on it.
There you go, government. They're following me on Twitter. They will know if I disappear.
Wow. We got issues, y'all. In case y'all didn't know.
They will know if I disappear. Don't you do it.
Who's going to know if you disappear?
Anonymous.
I'm going to stay out of this because this is not going well, this conversation.
Dad, follow me on the Twitter.
All right. Well, some lovely people that we do happen to love, not just being facetious. Telltale Games. Telltale Games CEO Dan Connors has spoken out about the digital market's obsession with volume, and argued that even online, it's revenue that matters. Daily average users, monthly average users, numbers of installs, it's all very sexy. But the amount of dollars attached to the user is there. From a business standpoint, the rubber meets the road, he said in an interview with GI.biz. He was also critical of the trend on Apple's App Store to dramatically cut prices to boost downloads. He said there will be a giant sale on iOS where a major company may offer up its entire library for 99 cents. And some of that bundle includes $59.99 retail products and console. So someone just sold $600 million worth of content for $7 million and considers it a success. Damn straight, Dan. Connors knows digital, having worked with the episodic business model since 2004. Yes, because Tales of Monkey Island, I believe, is a Telltale game. And they've been selling it episodically for the longest. And they never dropped the price. They never have to. His thoughts are also echoed by other online developers like Inno Games and A Bit Lucky. In an interview, Connors also revealed his amusement at digital being seen as a new thing for many large publishers. I said the same thing and explained that whether they know it or not, most digital games are using an episodic model. They're just calling it different names. There's a DLC campaign for everything. There's multiple DLC campaigns for everything, so they're just installing a bigger initial chunk and then building off of it. Free-to-play with microtransactions is a way episodic as well. It's just additional content to keep the player engaged. We're the only ones who still call it episodic, but I think it is what everyone is now doing. Connors was one of the three founders of Telltale Games, which has always focused on episodic content and digital distribution. If you're not familiar with them, again, they made The Walking Dead, Tales of Monkey Island, and Sam & Max, three very, very huge games. And yes, they've always done their business this way. But we had a nice relationship with them a while back. We don't talk with them so much anymore. Maybe we need to go back and be friends with Dan again. I like the way he thinks. Ginger, are you dying over there? Have you muted yourself to cough? Ginger. Say hello, Ginger, people. Either that or she's muted and doesn't realize it. Ginger, hello. Wow. Okay, we completely lost Ginger, so I'm going to move along without her. Those of you who love you some Kingdom of Keflings will be happy to hear this. Yesterday, they sent this over to us. There she is. She's back.
Yeah, Skype, you dirty winch.
No. Well, Ninja B says they're letting you all pick your next Keflings DLC. Indie developer.
I saw that.
I love Ninja B. Andrew over there always cracks me up. We have the most hilarious emails back and forth. They've teamed up with PlayXBLA.com, the official blog of Microsoft Studios, Xbox Live Arcade, to bring its fans the opportunity to join in the development process. You get to choose the next DLC for its hit XBLA city-building game, A World of Keflings, which is highly addictive. Do not sit on that if you have to do, you will get up for several hours, and it'll seem like you were sitting there. As part of the promotion, one lucky fan will win the chance to be Kefling size. Yay! And turn into a Kefling that will appear in the game. You can choose to vote for one of the three simple themes, graveyard, candy, or pirate. I vote for pirate! The winning theme will be taken and built into a new kingdom that will be released as an add-on to A World of Keflings. The new theme kingdom will include a new environment, new characters, new storylines, new buildings, new resources, and hours of additional gameplay. The contest is set up so you can go to playxbla.com and vote every single day. Yes. So each time you vote, you earn an entry for the grand prize drawing to be Kefling-sized. How cool would that be?
That would be so cool. So cool.
In addition to the grand prize of being Keflin size, several others will win Keflings t-shirts, plushie Keflings, and Ninja B game codes. Yay!
Yay!
Votes can be cast again at playxplay.com. We get yesterday. So you're a day behind. We're sorry. We got this late yesterday, and I was having some sleepy issues, so yeah. Let me tell you the theme descriptions really quickly so you can make an informed decision. The graveyard is supposed to be a playful, macabre land where zombies and skeleton Keflings work to build a ghoulish town. Okay, I don't know about. Okay, so candy, which I can definitely say I don't want. An evil wizard, a unicorn king, gingerbread Keflings, and bears.
Ginger! Oh. Sorry.
You can cut our kingdom out of candy. There's also pirates. Visit Ratbeard's home and find him mixed up in the kef buckling antics of his pirate. This is a merchant, friends, we mean. Go over and tell them that we sent you. Oh, I'm so excited. I love this game. I can't play it, though. I really can't. Seriously, if I sit down to play, and I love simulators, and this is one of the better simulators I've seen on Xbox. Man, I sat down to play. The first time they sent it to us last year to play, you tricked and not doing BLA yet, and I had to do it. Oh, my God. I sat down. I swear I was there for an hour, but I was there for 8 hours just building stuff because it's, you know, complicated enough to keep me busy. Moving stuff and telling your customers what to do and keeping track of who's doing what, and this one is eating dirt or something. I don't know. But it's hilarious. Hilarious game. Love it. It's also available on PC if you don't have an Xbox, and I do believe there's a PlayStation Network one as well, but I think XBLA is where they really give you the good stuff. But it is a PC version because I had it on my laptop too playing. I'm addicted.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Keflings.
Keflings is such a cute little word.
Why is Jay for... That's the wrong yell, Attica.
All right, what do I got? A new story up on the Yahoo Tech section. It looks like they pulled it from Digital Trends. Atari reveals plans for social gaming push. Atari is looking closely at the modern video game industry to identify the direction it should take next. According to current CEO Jim Wilson, who has been speaking to CNN, apparently their new approach will be to continue building a library of updated classic titles while moving into the burgeoning social gaming market. Apparently they've already started to change their mobile gaming strategy and adapt well-known titles for iOS and Android. We're looking at Asteroids Gunner and Breakout Boost are two of the most recent and show Atari's adoption to the freemium model, where the game is free to download. The company has between 10 and 15 new titles planned for the coming year, some of which will be re-releases. Others will be new titles created by outside developers, but remaining true to the brand. The intention is to bring back a powerful brand that consumers know and love, according to Wilson. But can some rehashed classics and a series of social games do that?
No.
I think so. You think so?
You think
so? No. I meant to say I think not, but I don't know. Yeah. My brain's a little wee. Yeah. I'm sorry. No, I don't think so.
I'm trying to think of in what way would I find the old Atari games attractive in a new setting, and I
can't.
Well,
apparently they had like City of Heroes, right? They ended up selling Cryptic Studios.
Do they own Cryptic Studios?
No. They sold off Cryptic Studios.
Cryptic Studios is here in Texas.
Yes. Atari, you already screwed up. So, no.
Yeah, Cryptic Studios is an awesome bunch of people. Love them guys.
Yeah.
Used to be headed by a woman because...
That's hot.
I don't know, where is Miss Clarissa Mary Penn these days? I actually, that's one of the ones I said I tell you guys I called Gaming Royalty. I actually curtsied when I met her. She thought it was hilarious. Are you really curtsying? Yes, I've been waiting to meet you for some ages. I'm so happy to meet you. I'm not going to hug you because I'll cry.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, moving along. Enough of the tears. Enough with the tears. All right, Ginger already told you about Rockstar.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this is why Facebook is not going dark. Because
why is Facebook not going dark? Because they're wankers?
Ooh, she went to the UK with you. She went to the UK.
I totally did.
That was a UK
totally
cut word.
Did. Yes.
Bollocks. Okay.
Great, so I can cuss in Europe language.
Well, yeah. Nobody over here knows what we mean. People in Europe went, oh, did they really say that?
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, but see, yeah, those Euro people, man, they cuss it like the drop of a hat. It's like nothing to them.
But I like their cuss words.
Yes. The cuss word is awesome.
And I know some words we use in everyday language that aren't cuss words are cuss words for them, and I'll say stuff and they'll be like, why'd you say that? So I go, oh, what does that mean? To you, because it means something else to me. Love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is probably why Facebook is afraid to go dark. Actually, they're not saying anything. They're kind of being Switzerland, and I don't think I like that at all. CEO for a company called Second Market, Mr. Barry Silbert, is telling VentureBeat, forget Facebook. The IPO market is dying. He said, yes, Barry Silbert, who they call him the babyface founder and CEO of a company called Second Market, which facilitates trades in private tech companies, was taking questions from a crowd. He was apparently over at something in Midtown Manhattan yesterday, Bloomberg Market something. But he said Facebook is the elephant in the room. No doubt about that. So the social network is expected to IPO as early as May, and it represents a of our revenue, so we have a big hole. We will have a big hole to fill. But right now, Second Market is holding weekly auctions on Facebook stock to meet the extreme demand for shares. He said the company's public offering is seen by many as a test of the eye-popping $100 billion valuation the social network has reportedly reached on the private that they reportedly.
I
can't talk. It's the coffee, girl. It's too much coffee. But Mr. Silbert didn't see a long-term future for Second Market as a stepping stone to an IPO. He said the IPO market is dying. You see companies achieving robust valuations on the private market but being treated poorly when they go public. Just take a look at Groupon and Zynga. Mm-hmm. Often these factors are like there are factors like the credit crisis or the situation in Europe affecting the markets. It's the reason to entrepreneurs that and never want to go public. Like I said, we won't. Not ever. Never. The longer companies stay private, of course, the better for companies like Mr. Silbert. He says if an IPO isn't the ultimate goal for a venture-backed startup, then what is? Okay, so anyway, you could go and check this out at our people's at VentureBeat if you like the whole stock talk. I never know if they like the stock talk when I share this with you guys, but I feel like this is our community. We should be well vested in it. If you're going to complain about your games, you need to have some weight behind you, as in I own 500 shares of stock, and I want a patch, and I want it now. That's when you have power.
Yes.
You don't have power because you bought a copy of the game. You have power when you own a piece of the company. There you go.
She done told y'all.
I'm serious. That's why I go to Starbucks. I told you I was mad at that guy giving me free coffee. It's nice to have free coffee. I was like, how often do you do this during the day? Because I got in the Starbucks, I just want to know, do I need to drop it? You giving away how many cups for your day? I'm just curious.
Yeah, Corey's all like, you're losing my money?
Yes, it's losing my money. I want a good return on my Starbucks pop.
Ooh, ow. All right, game politics. No, actually, this is good. This is good. That's just a lot of money. GamePolitics.com, I love them. ESA spends $190,000 to lobby lawmakers about PIPA. Wow. All right, so what level of commitment does the Entertainment Software Association have in the anti-piracy bills before lawmakers? Oh, about $190,000 worth, according to a Kotaku report. Yeah, I said their name. My bad. All right, so in the spring and summer of last year, the trade group representing the interactive entertainment industry paid two lobbying firms a total of $190,000 to lobby about PIPA and some other issues. The data comes from lobbying records for the second and third quarter of 2011. The ESA paid the Smith Free Group $60,000 between April 1st and June 30th for discussions relating to the online infringements of intellectual property, which is the Protect IP Act. And issues important to the group. The same group was also paid $50,000 in the summer for issues related to education, energy, and tax policy. Right. While the filings do not show what the ESA's position was on PIPA and other issues, it does show that it flexed its muscle with its checkbook. I'm hoping it was going to be against it. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. The trade group has publicly stated its position on SOPA. It believes the bill is a good thing, so it's doubtful that they'd be fighting against PIPA. Oh, good. Good. All right, so maybe this is a bad thing. I was hoping it was a good thing, but no.
No, ESA is going down. They're going down.
Yes, I. You know what? You know what, Anonymous? Here, I'm pointing you that direction.
Look, I'm having movie Tourette's because I just had a flashback movie moment. Tyler Durden says, ESA is polishing the brass on the Titanic. It's going down. Sorry, I had to do it.
Big yawn.
Stop it, Ginger.
Oh, yawn came out of nowhere. I don't know what happened.
It was a SOPA yawn.
Yawn
brought to you by SOPA.
Yes, you ESA people, come on. Y'all are not supposed to be evil. Y'all are not supposed to be evil. This is like stabbing us in the face. Not even stabbing us in the back. You are stabbing us in the face.
Hmm.
What is wrong with you? Did your mama not raise you right?
Apparently they didn't. It is, unfortunately for you all, time for a break. But,
oh, my God, is it already?
Yes.
Come back. I got news about more hacks.
And I got news announcing the inaugural selections for the NCAA football. People, you want to know who's going to be in it? We know.
Ooh. We know?
Yeah, we know. And we'll tell you after a break.
Awesome.
So you have to listen to us after the streaming or download it later. Going on to SOPA. Tomorrow starts the massive attack, SOPA. Yet, but it'll be a nice tease for them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so my turn, your turn.
it is my turn to share with you. Yes, I'm very sure. Well, EA, boo, and the NCAA football today announced that Mr. Richard Mancuso and Clint Oldenburg will join the EA Sports NCAA football development team as part of the inaugural EA Sports NCAA football fellowship. It's a 16-week full-time opportunity for former football student athletes to apply their skills and knowledge of the sport to the development of the NCAA football video game. Mancuso, who is a computer science and engineer graduate of Massachusetts Institute of Technology, hot right, ladies? He's a geek and a jock. He was a 3-year starting quarterback for New England Football Conference Rookie of the Year and was awarded the Boston Globe Golden Helmet Award. Oldenburg, a technical journalism graduate of Colorado State University, was a starting offensive lineman for 3 years and a fifth-round NFL draft pick back in 2007. I'm going to need you to stop that, GLaDOS. You are messing up my whole background music business over here.
Yes.
Really, GLaDOS? Oh. Okay, so for the past 18 years, the NCAA football video game franchise has delivered the pride and pageantry of game day by connecting players to the emotion of the college football experience. From fight songs to school-specific traditions, all 120 divisions FBS college programs are recreated with unparalleled authenticity. I have to beg to differ there. It's not completely authentic. The fellows will both contribute to engineering and design development to further enhance the NCAA football gameplay experience. The inaugural fellows program continues to strengthen the relationship with EA, is what NCAA believes, and it gives former football student athletes an opportunity to turn their passion and skills for the game into a meaningful professional experience. This is from one Mr. David Bertram, who's the executive director of NCAA football and the coalition established to promote college football, which is managed by IGM College, a division of IMG College, a division of IMG Worldwide. And if you're not familiar with IMG, they also deal with supermodels, namely one Miss Tyra Banks. Okay. The fellowship term will run from January 17th to May 4th, 2012. Both positions will be based out of EA's Tiburon Studios in Orlando, Florida. Whew. So congratulations. And let's look up Mr. Mancuso, Ginger. I want to know if he's a hot geek slash jock.
Something we need to know.
Just in case Google decides to go dark tomorrow, I need to look this up today, Google. Hopefully you do.
Yes. Ben Kuchero? That's the guy thing?
Oh, wait a minute. You said what? Who, what?
What was last name again?
Mancuso.
Okay, never mind. not the one I thought it was. I had something pulled up, and I thought maybe that was it. Nope.
Oh,
all right.
Cute. Oh, my. Yeah. What a cutie. Hot geek.
Oh, is he? I'm going to need a link.
Rawr.
All right, what do we got? I told y'all on the other side that there were some hackings going on. Well, actually, that had gone on this past weekend. We're just kind of getting the news. I just noticed this yesterday, actually. Hackers are supposed to be phishing scams.
Yes.
Talk about this? I don't think we have.
You mentioned it yesterday, but is there updates? Is there something new going on?
24 million people affected. This is from Zappos. You can take solace that they say that only your last 4 digits of your credit card numbers have been compromised, so that's good. You know, hopefully that won't actually get them anywhere. A hacker stole a cryptographically scrambled version of users' passwords, so not the actual passwords, so you don't have to worry about that. He expects whoever hacks Apple's site will now sell the data to people who run phishing scams. They'll sell it 10,000 accounts at a time, short money like $100. While hackers don't have complete credit card numbers, Ciciliano, who is a McAfee consultant, says there's enough information for a hacker to approach affected customers at the credit card company and ask them for more data. So pretty much people don't do the usual stupid things. If you get something in the mail that says, you know, I'm from your credit card company or I'm from Zappos and I need more information, don't do it. Just don't do it. You're giving away your information. But that's pretty typical of, you know, not stuff to do. All right, so since that one was fairly short, we got some parties going on.
Oh, sure.
Game City Night Season 3 launch party. Game City, the world's best loved video game festival, which is not here in the U.S., by the way, grr, will celebrate the official launch of a number of new services as part of Season 3 of Game City Nights, the monthly, people, After Dark Exploration. After Dark, that's a hot exploration into video games culture. Season 3, Episode 1 will take place on January 26th at Antenna Beck Street, NG1-1EQ. Y'all got some strange street names. All right, so for more details, you can head over to, you know what, I've got the link. I'm going to go to GameAndAtrix.com to get it.
Ooh.
Entry is strictly 18 plus. This is not your children.
Ooh, owned.
Yes. A new year brings a new series of Game City events. And what better way to start things than at the very beginning with the launch party of Season 3. Celebrating the new season, Game Toilet creator Jerry Carpenter will headline the night as the audience share in and play some of his best creations. Game Toilet. As okay. well as compete to make their own unique game. That sounds like fun. Brandon Boyer joins the festivities from the desk of to discuss life as an IGF judge, the upcoming Venus Patrol, and more. And Owain Davies debuts his new monthly as official husband to work his musical magic as he wows the crowds. Corey, why? Why don't we move there? Can we move there?
Where are we supposed to move into? What happened?
This is over in, like, England. I want
to
do this.
No, we can't go to England. We've already discussed this.
Oh, come on, please.
We're not allowed in England.
Please. Y'all see how mean she is to me?
This is not me. I am not the one keeping you from England. You know this.
All right, you people from Game City Nights, can you come to the U.S.? Please. I'm going to whine like a little kid until y'all get over here.
Alright, you people that love you some Marvel heroes, good news for you. Gazillion Entertainment announced it has licensed Epic Games award-winning Unreal Engine 3 to power their highly anticipated free-to-play Marvel Heroes MMO for PC. The licensing agreement enables Gazillion, through its Secret Identity Studios, to use a cutting-edge Unreal Engine tool set to develop a premier entertainment experience that allows players to take on the roles of revered characters such as Captain America, Iron Man, and Spider-Man as they play through events of the Marvel Universe. This is, we love Unreal Engine 3's streaming system. It's made our entire technical approach possible, and it's easy to work with. This is from Jess Lind, who's the studio director of Gazillion's Secret Identity Studios. Says, we also love the flexibility we get from the actor's components, which have empowered us to make all kinds of customizations without sacrificing the built-in features of the engine. Secret Identity Studios art director Josh Book added, our artists love the Unreal content browser, the visual art pipeline, and how functional UE3 is with different 3D packages. Since we have assets in the game within hours of starting to work with the engine. In addition, Unreal Lightmass is a very advanced global illumination tool that has helped push the look of our game further than we thought it could go. Capturing the distinctive movements with such revered features in a game environment is no small task, and it's critical to use the very best tools and technology to deliver the production values fans expect, said Joe Kreiner, North American licensing manager, Epic Games. I ran that all together, didn't I? Okay, so having grown up with Marvel's iconic heroes and villains, we're really honored to help Gazillion and Secret Identity achieve their creative vision and quality bar for the game. Wow, I'm having issues talking today. For more information, you can pop over to our site, because I'm posting it, like, right now. Or you can follow them at Marvel or at Secret ID Studios on Twitter. Or you can like Marvel on Facebook as well. Marvel has a very nice site.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Very, very, very nice. Lovely. Ginger.
I know. I have something. There we go. I was trying to get the picture to save. All right. Terra launch date revealed. Frostbite announces European release date of anticipated action MMO. Say the wait is nearly over. European publishers Frostbite have today announced a launch date for their much-anticipated action MMO, Terra. Are you ready for it? Are you ready? Sure. All right, so May 3rd, 2012, Terra will be available to purchase and digitally download across Europe. COO of Frogster, Seth Iorio, is excited about what the future has in store for the action MMO. He says, we are truly excited to announce this release date, and the extra time that has been taken to tweak the game for the European market has truly paid off. Followers of the game and newcomers alike will have an incredibly rich, exciting, and polished gameplay experience available to them on May 3rd. All right, so, yes. I think, who was it? Was it Snow was excited for Terra? Sounds kind of cool. May 3rd, people, are you ready for it? At least you Europeans.
Ooh, spit it out. Spit
it out. I don't know what happened. All right. So Terra's closed beta is going to get underway in the upcoming weeks, giving even more players their first opportunity to play the game. If you want to register, you know what? I got the link. You know where to go. GameAndHX.com. Head over there. Check it out.
Boo.
Boo. No, not a boo. Boo's awesome.
Yay. Oh.
Yay.
Boo. Yay.
Yay. No boo. No boo.
Boo.
No boo.
No. Boo.
Boo.
No, boo. Boo.
I can be your boo.
Boo.
I just want
me
to be your boo.
Oh. No. I am having... I am having a Twitter debate with lovely Dave from over at Gamer Focus. He's trying to tell us that our droid funds do support online. They do not, Dave.
Mine doesn't. It wasn't on the list.
Neither was ours. Not on the list. Unfortunately, we get the party. We're on the list. Yeah. We even flashed the fluffy cakes. They said no.
Oh, no. How rude.
So we wish we could. Believe me, if I could, I'd be playing some man. I would have been in the woods just enjoying life. I would have not even cared that I was camping.
Yes, Dave, if you're listening, I have an Xperia Play. It's not on the list.
Yes,
I don't have the ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, and I have an LG Optimus. So these two phones are not on the list, unfortunately, support online. Also, you know what else is horrible? Okay, so we told you, this is a little update from us. We told you OnLive was available on the iPad. I did download it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I figured this out. You can't play any games on the iPad. You can watch other people play on live on the, you know, the...
what the bejeebus?
Yeah.
Why not?
That's my response to that. you can't play anything.
That's not cool, because that was kind of the whole point of on live, right? Is that you're supposed to be able to play these games on... computers and accessories that wouldn't usually play them, right?
That is the whole idea, but it's not happening. All I could do was watch other people, and I could like their brag video, but that was about all I could do. Wouldn't let me... Yeah.
Well, that kind of sucks.
Because I got all set. Remember, I told you guys I was playing Tropico. I was all set to get in my corner with my blankets and
uh-huh.
my... coffee and put on my Sex in the City on the TV because, you know, I have to, because I wasn't going to binge game, but, you know, I was going to just play Tropico. And I got up there and was like, why can't I play Tropico? What is the deal? And I kept pushing the button and it was like, no. Mm-mm.
Oh, that's not cool. Oh, my God. What the hell accent was that? That's not cool.
I could not play and I was not very happy at all, I want to tell you. I was not.
I bet you weren't. Mad too.
So I had to find something else to play on the iPad.
Oh, I hope you like a review or something to be all like, why can't I play your game?
Why you no work? Online for iPad, why you no work?
Why you no work as advertised?
All right, it is time for us to go, unfortunately for you. But we will see you guys Thursday, remember, tonight. Better get all your Gamer Girls radio in. We'll be back tonight doing Pixinista, so you get us one more dose of us later on tonight.
Yay.
But yeah, we will be off tomorrow because of SOPA.
Yeah. Night,
though. Mm-hmm. Anyway, just so y'all know, in case y'all forgot.
He's trying.
Who run the world? Jen.
Later, boys and girls.